Mweleza mwali tutemwa watu mine.
Lord, we love you is the theme of this hymn sung by a young girl from Ashanti compound in Lusaka, Zambia. The message of the Pope for World Communications Day this year is entitled Children and the Media, a Challenge for Education. Traditionally, the message is released on the feast of St. Francis de Sales, the patron saint of journalists. Archbishop John Foley, who heads the Pontifical Council for Social Communications, comments.
The theme of this year's World Day of Communications is Children and the Media, a Challenge for Education. For years, our Pontifical Council for Social Communications has encouraged what might be called educommunication, communication in how to be discerning consumers of the media and also how to enter into the use of the media. The Holy Father has pointed out on a number of occasions that there is an avalanche of information that arrives through the media, and we have to become discerning judges of what is most important for the authentic development of our lives according to the mind of Jesus Christ.
Across the world, there are many, many children who are dependent on the media for their education. In Australia, for instance, the School of the Airwaves is renowned for its success in bringing quality education to children living in such isolated areas that there is no other way for them to be educated. Father Andrew Lesniara, a Pole, is the director of Chikuni Radio, a Jesuit-run radio station in a remote rural Zambian parish. Here, education through the airwaves is a vital resource for the children of the area. He comments.
Each grade has a slot on the radio that when we broadcast a program for them. But I think that very, very important is to have a good mentor. We have each in-out station where there is this program. We have a mentor that helps children to even listen to the program or the instructions. We support them with basic items like, you know, pens and books. In younger classes, they basically use sand, you know, you make a book on your ground.
The children also learn about agriculture through the radio so that they can learn to feed their bodies as well as their minds. As our singer, Blessing, shows, just because a child might be poor and hungry, it doesn't mean that there is not a hidden talent that can't be nurtured. The media can be a powerful force for good.